Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen,
what's this nonsense?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Lawless Radio. You're now tuned in to Bucking Off with Buck, and yes, I am Buck. I must apologize. I'm running a few minutes late. Hey, just blaming on the kids. You know, that's what we do. like I said, this is Lawless Radio. You're now tuned in with Bucking Off with Buck. I am coming to you live from Decatur, Georgia, where it is a bone chilling, 45 degrees in the shade. Here on Bucking Off, we talk about the good, bad, and ugly of your week, whether you are employed, unemployed, or just out in the street hustling. Here at Lawless Radio, we support all our local come-ups, our unsigned, underground, independent artists. If you'd like to have your music played on Lawless Radio, go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music, follow the instructions, and let's get you some airtime. Let's get you out there. All right, y'all. We got a pretty good show. Happy Valentine's Day to all my Lawless listeners out there. I hope it is going your way. Whether or not you are a Valentine supporter, whether you're with someone or whether you're alone, I just hope you're enjoying the day. Man, they were selling out of balloons left and right at the damn Dollar Tree, man. Oh, my God. Dollar Tree did not run out of balloons today. Woo! You talk about balloons everywhere. Oh, man. All right. Give me a sec. Like I say, we're going to support these unsigned underground artists. And I'm going to play some music. I'm going to play Fiesta by B. Taylor. And I shall return, I promise.
Yo, B, Jay, Quest, Big Tidy Sounds, we about to get it popping out here. Let's show them how we do it. Fiesta.
Fiesta.
My left on the top Latina. Stood up, took my shirt off and showed my chest. The wind she gave me was like, damn, you're the best. Looked again, noticed her body was banging. Booty jumping side to side, I'm swinging and swinging. She nodded like, come on over. I moved in right on over. Came together like two birds in a pond. As if a fairy was waving a magical wand. Grabbed the lotion and rubbed it on her body. Trying to heat the up before we started the party. She whispered, take it out, poppy. I'm like, I'm the end, mommy.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back. Man, that was Fiesta. I'm sorry, that song just isn't long enough. My God. Man, 3 minutes. This is you getting into it, man. It's over. Dang, can I get a remix on that? Could somebody put that out there? I'd really like to hear a remix on that. That would be hot. We remixing on Lawless Radio, y'all. All right. Shout out to Grady Hospital. Throwing some love out there to all the nurses and doctors and specialists and x-ray technicians. They're doing the best they can to save your life. Shout out to Grady Hospital. Love y'all down there. Love the work y'all doing. All right. Last week, I ended with a question that I put out there. And if anybody's brave enough, you all are more than willing to come in and comment on it. The question was, is it possible that your mate, spouse, your significant other has introduced you to someone that they have had sex with in the past that you're not aware of? Is it possible that your spouse, mate, significant other has introduced you to someone that they have had sex with in the past that you're not aware of? I don't think I'd be brave enough to do it. I mean, I don't think I'd be brave enough to do it. But then again, I am Buck, so who knows? Would you be ashamed or I don't want to call anybody cowardly or fearful, but would you not want to let your partner know, hey, I used to have sex with them. That was a long time ago. Can you do that? Would you be able to do that? All right, I'm going to sign out to my first caller. I believe I know who this is, 414-807. This is Bucking Off with Buck. Talk to me.
Man, what up, Buck, man? What's happening?
I can't call it, man. Is this my one and only Mississippi Red?
You know it.
Hey, man, I don't mean to sound too crazy, you know what I'm saying, but from one man to another, I kind of missed you, dude. I haven't heard from you in a while. You been all right?
Just sick of the dog.
Ah, you caught that thing too, huh?
Man, I don't know what the hell it is, but I had it a couple weeks ago. Camille gave it to me, and now the second go around, I think one of my students gave it to me. So I'm like, but this is like real bad right here. I mean, it's real. But it was just before. It was just a couple sniffles and a cough. Now it's just like, I'm just all toe up. I don't see how I was able to go to work all week.
Wow. Yeah, that has an epidemic going on all around with this flu. I mean, luckily, I caught it in the early stages, but I was able to, knock it out, what I'm saying? But, there has been a lot of flu going around.
I guess the first time I didn't have it long enough, whatever bug I had, I didn't have long enough, so I was susceptible to it, for it to come back, and now it's really hitting me. And now I'm just waiting it out. I'm praying, tomorrow's Friday. I got all weekend to recover.
Wow. Yeah, I can hear the congestion. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Had you down real bad. Had you praying? Wow. That's deep. When you catch a cold, you gotta pray.
I woke up this morning. My throat was raw. I mean, it was just raw as it could be. Every time I coughed, it was like my chest felt like somebody turned up a blowtorch in it.
Oh,
inside my chest.
Yeah.
It was that burning sensation. Yeah,
that
man.
Burning sensation. Yeah.
Then
that. So the question was, is it possible that your mate, your wife, or your spouse, significant other, has introduced you to something, someone that you have had sex with in the past, but you're not aware of? Has that happened to you, my brother?
Well, first of all, you already know Shane ain't from here.
Shane didn't know
nobody here. So,
well,
I mean, you're talking
not
about
just her, but it, not just her, but
general.
Anybody else. Yeah, just in general.
Oh, yeah.
Not just her.
I know it was stupid. I just didn't say nothing. It's happened to me on one other occasion. I mean, just one occasion, and I was not stupid. See, I used to, they're going to drive me off of work in my car because she had no car at the time. So one time she was dropping me off at, I was doing a local cable access television show here in town, and she dropped me off at a rehearsal, and she was like, "Oh, Kevin, this is my cousin, so-and-so." Like, I'm dumb. I've been to all your family functions. I've been to birthday parties, family reunions.
I ain't never seen this person.
Get together, fish fries, barbecues. I ain't never seen this nigga once in the house. Not one time. To this day, she still don't know that I suspect. I never mentioned it to her because I didn't care, because I basically said to myself, okay, I'm thinking to myself, okay, she gonna pull this. Let's see what I pull. So I didn't fuck around on her. I never even to this day. And that was back in 01.
Wow. Gotcha.
So to this day, she still don't know that I suspect. But I mean, I ain't no dumb. You know what I'm saying? What would she take me for? For real? You think I'm that dumb to believe that? You know,
full of wool over your eyes. Ain't that something? But
shit, ain't that that many sheep in the world?
Wow. Myself, I think I wouldn't say anything. I just don't feel like the argument. I'm not an arguing drama type of guy. You know what I'm saying? If it come out, I'd be like, okay, I did it. I'm sorry. I probably should have told you. But, I was just trying to avoid the confrontation of it all. And I didn't know how you was going to take it. You know what I'm saying? I come up with some kind of lie. It was dark out or something. I pull something out of my butt, man. I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't say anything, man. I would not do it at all.
She actually wanted to get on right now. It's like, fuck.
Nah. I've done it several times. I'm guilty. What's up, bud?
Come on down, Mel. How you doing?
Hey, babe. How are you?
I'm still in one piece. You know what I'm saying?
But I was saying I've done it several times. I got a whole bunch of cousins. I got a whole bunch of cousins and play brothers. Now, come on.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
But as Mississippi said, I have never done it to him. I don't know anybody here. I've been here for a year, but everybody I know here knows him. So I ain't did it to him.
I don't think I would say it to me myself. I'm just not down with all the confrontation.
I do want to reiterate. I don't want to make myself sound like a hoe either. But the thing is, I have friends with every last one of my exes. I don't have an ex that I'm not still friends with. And so,
oh really?
They all pretty much stay some type of part of my life. Now, my husband, which y'all know, Leon, he wouldn't go for that. So, sometimes I would introduce them as cousins, so it just be, I ain't doing nothing with them, but just to keep the shoes down, this my cousin.
There you go. I like that. See that? Okay, so, we kind of on the same page. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't say too much, man. But as far as I kind of commend you, though. I mean, if you still have a good friendship with your exes, that's something I just don't have. Because every ex I got, we stood up on bad, bad terms, man. I mean, woo.
Admittedly, I even starting to, you know, be able to talk sensibly.
For the sake of the children, of course.
Huh?
I said for the sake of the children, of course,
Right, yeah. Because I always believed it was something that attracted you to that person in the first place. I mean, we wasn't good as lovers. Why can't we be friends? I ain't saying I talk to him every day on the phone or nothing like that, but...
Yeah,
I'm cool with everybody.
Yeah.
I talk to their girlfriends, their baby mamas. Most of their baby mamas is my Facebook friends. I don't care. Hey, that's a male.
Yes, that is. And male is one hell of a woman. Wow. Okay. That's cool. That's cool. I just couldn't see Catrice wanting to socialize with any of my exes. And like I said, All my exes, we split up on some real bad terms. I mean, real bad terms. I mean, it was, wow, it was pretty bad. Let me throw the phone number out if anybody wants to call in. 646-478-5209. That's 646-478-5209. Mel, you still there? Is this Mississippi?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, check it out, Mel. Mel, since I got you on here, there was something that happened here in Cobb County, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
There was this girl who had put something on I want to say Instagram. I don't know if it was Facebook, but she put something on Instagram and about this other girl or something, and the other girl got her friends and they went to go confront the chick that put the stuff on Instagram. Well, when they got there, old girl was ready for them. She had a pot. She had a pot of hot boiling oil, chicken grease. You know what I'm saying? But when they came at her, she flung the grease on. You know what I'm saying? Burnt the hell out of her. You know?
Right.
So now, old girl, and the bad part about it, the girl that got burnt with the grease, she was just helping out the friend. She was. She really wasn't involved in it. She was just helping a friend out. So now her life all jacked up off something that was on a social media network. And my thing is, are we putting too much of our business out there? You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. I don't know if anybody noticed, but I have been off Facebook for about 2 months. I just got back on.
Yes,
from Facebook.
You have been gone for a while, and I must say it has been quiet since you left, and we are so grateful to have you back.
I stirred up, huh? I stirred up the lawless. I took a break because it was just so much negativity, and I found myself, you know, I was getting just dumb stuff in boxes. I said, let me shut this down. I wanted to see how long I could go. I went like 2 months.
You were gone for a good while. I said, yes, you were gone for a good while. I'm like, wow, she must really be sick, you know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, people be putting their business. I get tired of seeing what everybody eating for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. I mean, they just put everything. I know your whole life.
I'm tired of seeing females put their baby day clothes shot up on them. Like, that's cute. Come on,
man. Half nakedness. They be getting all half naked, then getting mad when somebody comment on them. I'm like, I mean, it's just, yeah, it's Facebook is I call it fake book, though, you know.
Especially tax time.
Oh, yeah, that's the tax time picture.
Thank you.
What happened? What now?
These ghetto millionaires out here.
My boy Tommy, he posted a picture on there. He was like, January. He had like a whole stack of, like a stack of money. Then it said, February, new car. Then it said like April, and it got a tow truck towing it away, repo.
But now,
yeah.
I don't get the negativity. If somebody puts up a negative on my page, I just delete them. That's it. I don't go back
yeah,
to work.
Yeah, Catrice had an incident like that. I don't know if anybody saw it, you know, but one of my exes put something negative. And just like I said, my exes, we don't get along. One of my exes put something negative on Catrice's page, and you know, it was kind of sad because you know Catrice was a bigger woman and accepted her friendship. You know what I'm saying? And then you know she go and do something, you know, low life. You know, and the bad part about it, you know, this is an older woman. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's considerably older than you know me and Catrice. You know, and you would think somebody older would have more sense than that, but you know that's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was pretty sad. And old girl that got burned with the grease. She, during the interview on the news, she say, you know what? I advise for no one to do that ever again, you know, because that's something that can change your whole life.
Don't be going to nobody's house starting no funk. She better be glad she didn't knock on my door, because she would have got more. She got something hot, but it wouldn't have been grease.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure what the thinking was and all that. You know what I'm saying? You know that didn't make too much sense. That didn't make too much sense. But hey, at least she learned her lesson. You know. Hey, look here. Yeah. It could have turned out a lot worse. Check it out. Hold tight, Mel and Mississippi. I'm gonna play some of this music here. This is a fresh one. I kind of like this one here. This is Bad Girls by B.J. Bowers. Hold tight. I'll be right back.
All these bad girls, all the bad girls, none of the bad girls, whole lot of bad girls, all these bad girls. Then I saw one better. My girl, she love me and I love her back. But these voices in my ear keep trying to get me to act up. I swear, everywhere I go, I see another. Guarantee she hears it from her mother. Baby, all this temptation, I can't fight it. No, I'm supposed to. Sometimes they be all on me, and I know it's plain to see that I like them bad. Oh, I like them bad, and that girl, she's bad. Her and her friends don't listen to no one. She do whatever she wants. Temptation, I can't fight it. No.
Oh,
yeah.
right, all right, all right. Welcome back, welcome back. Lawless Radio, fucking off for Buck. That was Closer by Jess. I kind of like that track. Sort of reminds me of some of the house music that I used to listen to back in Chicago. Speaking of, Lawless Radio, Sports Your Local Come Up, all our unsigned, independent, underground artists, rap, gospel, blues, jazz, hip-hop, you know, R&B, soul, and my favorite, house music. I love it. So if there's anyone within the sound of my voice that has some house music, they'd love to get out there on the air. We will play it here at Lawless Radio. Go to lawlessradio.com. Follow the instructions, submit your music. Let's get it out there. We will play it. I know I will play it. And if possible, I get you on the air. We'll do a live interview, discuss your music. I would love to do that. I really, really love that. I'm a househead, y'all. I mean, I like all music. I do it all. I do blues. I do jazz. I do some opera. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hot, make sure y'all tune in to LawlessRadio.com. We have something just about every day of the week for you. Tuesday nights, it's Nikki Outlaw from 8:30 to 9:30. On Wednesdays, it is Grit Grind, TL, the chairman, from 8 to 10. Yeah, I'm hoping I'm reading this right. Thanks to my lovely, lawless intern here. And then, on Thursday nights, you have me, Fucking Off with Buck. That is me. And on Friday, it's the one and only midday release, Dr. Passion, Patrice. At noon, it's exactly what it is. It's a midday release. You know what I'm saying? Getting it all off of you, from the week, and getting ready for the weekend, so it is a midday release. She has, I hate to sound square, but she has nice things to say. Okay, cool. Bucking Off a Buck is being brought to you by It's About You and Me, LLC, where they specialize in life coaching, relationship coaching, and the new one she gave me, Romantic Therapist. Yeah. I like that title. I like that title a lot. So, yeah, just go to It's About You and Me, LLC.com, and make an appointment. Get your life together. I started something a couple of weeks ago, and I started it, and I'm not going to stop. I've been giving a three-digit lottery quick pick. Use it how you want. And it's been going pretty good. I don't know if anybody's won, but I just feel good inside knowing that I'm helping you help me to help lawlessradio.com. Quick pick, three-digit, 2-2-3. Quick pick, three-digit, 2-2-3. Play it any way you want it. I don't need the recognition. I thought that was funny. Anyway, let's see. Where was I going here? Son of a gun. Sorry, y'all. I lost all train of thought doing two things at one time. Okay, hey. This is February 14th. Yes, Valentine's Day. But it is also Black History Month. And I posted on Facebook a while back that for anyone to call in or post a Black History fact on our Facebook page, call in this evening for the Black History fact. The number is 646-478-5209. My Black History fact for y'all is Bessie Coleman. That's Bessie Coleman. She was the first black female pilot. Betsy Coleman. I'm going to come back with another one later, but let me see. Who I got, Mel or Mississippi Red? Who is this? Talk to me.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up? I wanted to let you know we got this artist. He's coming out of Brooklyn. He's actually over in Germany, so he said he was going to call in and holler at us. It's Kevin G. Set, CEO, and so he should be calling in a couple of minutes.
Is he in Germany right now?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold tight. Let me see. I do have a caller. 347-849. Hey, this is Bucking Off a Buck. Who am I talking to?
What's going on, man? It's Easy from the Bronx. What's good? G-Set.
Okay. What's happening? I believe Mel just told me you're going to call in.
Yeah, Mel just said I had to call in, man. I was calling in to see what's going on, man. Trying to get the records on the air and all that. What's up with y'all?
Hey, man, we just bucking off. That's all, bro. We just bucking off. Just talking about all the wild and crazy that's been going on in our week, man. That's about it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's going on, man.
Oh,
just
I'm bringing my other call in. Let's see here. Okay, Mel, you back here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead, brother. Say your name. Hello?
Yo. Yeah, it's Easy. What's up, man?
I can't call it, man. Mel, you hear who we talking to?
Huh?
Can you hear who we talking to?
Yeah.
Mel, what's good?
Hey, babe, what's going on?
Hey, no, we chilling. We out here working hard as immigrants. You know how we do. What's up with you?
Not too much. I'm just hanging out with Buck, bucking it off with Buck.
That's what's up. What's going on, Buck?
I'm doing just fine, man. I'm doing just fine. Wait a minute. When you say your record dropping, or you still working on that?
No. I got a couple records out right now. Just this whole month right now, coming up right now, is just a bunch of showcases that I got lined up. Four Fathers Entertainment and a couple other things, openings and stuff like that. Just did a remix with a Loose from Tribo, so we just waiting for that video to drop. Just promoting these records and doing these shows or whatever for right now.
Well, keep it going, man. I mean, I like the sound of it. You know what I'm saying? I like where it's going.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man. I'm glad, you know what I mean?
When
you gonna get that music sent to so we can play it?
Yeah. I'm gonna get that music sent to you. Honestly, that my engineer just went to Atlantic City with his lady for the Valentine's Day, but I'm pretty sure they should be back tomorrow, the day after that. So I could just email them and tell them to email me a couple of the tracks what I'm cleaned down for you and just send you something.
Okay.
Sound cool.
I'm looking forward to that, man. Like I said, we here to support that local come up, man. This is what it's all about.
You already know, but I got you. I got the number now, so you know I'm gonna be calling and shouting out.
Do that, man. I'm gonna be right here.
You already know, man. Shouts out to Mel and Buck, man. We appreciate the love, man.
Right on, man. Right on.
You already know, so I'm going to holler at y'all. You heard?
Before you go, you got a black history fact for me?
Huh?
You got a black history fact for me?
A black history what?
A black history fact.
That?
Yeah, something about black history. No, something about, yeah.
Oh, not off the top. What you mean? Give me an explanation what you're talking about.
Just give me anybody. You like Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Martin Luther King. I mess with Martin Luther King a lot, man. I appreciate
that's
what he did for the community, society, all that.
Martin Luther King.
That's what y'all talking about? Black History Month?
Yeah, Black History Month. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But give him the question you asked earlier. How about that one?
Hey, check it out. Is it possible that your girlfriend or whatever, or whoever, your partner, has introduced you to somebody that they have had sex with in their past, but you don't know it?
Is it possible?
Yeah. Do you think that they have introduced you to somebody that they done had sex with, but you don't know it?
I really. I mean, that's a very good question, and I'm gonna keep it honest with you. I mean, this is such a small world, man. You'd be surprised. So I wouldn't put it past you.
That's for damn sure.
Okay. Have you ever done it? Have you ever done it?
Have I ever done it per se? Me?
Yeah.
No, I have ever done it like that. I mean, like, that's weird. That's kind of crazy.
But if you did, would you come out and tell her, like, hey, we did it a while back. You know, it was some years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you can't tell her. Some things are just better left unsaid.
You gotta keep something sacred. Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah,
you
can't do that.
Sacred.
You can't do that. You can't kiss and tell. That happened in 2009. It stayed in 2009. We ain't talk about it in 2013.
I like that. Yeah, that's cool. That's a damn good reasonable answer, man. For real. Well, y'all be cool. Y'all be cool. Hey, bro, I'm always here, man. You come on in anytime you get ready. You dig?
You already know, Buck. I'm going to highlight you, man. Good looking out, baby girl. I'm going to keep in touch.
Okay. All
right. You said I'm sounding off.
Right on. All right, Mel, you got a black history fact for me?
I sure don't. I'm black.
Okay.
That is a fact, Brock. That is a fact.
hey, that reminds me of the movie Shaft. He was on the phone with his lady, and she was like, "Baby, what's wrong?" He said, "Baby, I was born black, and I was born poor." And I thought that was the coldest line I'd ever heard in my life, man. I use it sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Baby, what's wrong? Man, I was born black, and I was born poor.
Wow.
Oh, bad. Hey, where did Mississippi disappear to? I got a question that I want to bring to his attention. Is he around? Is he gone? Okay, check it out.
Yeah.
Mel, can you hear me?
What are you telling me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, Mississippi, you here. All right, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Due to all the gun violence that's going on in the schools, they are, some states are wanting to pass it as to where school administrators can carry guns to school for self-defense. Give me your intake on that, please.
Well, as you already know, I'm a school teacher myself.
Exactly. That's why I brought this question to the table.
And yes, there are some times where I be wanting to strangle somebody else's child for smarting off at the mouth. However, I'm kind of moderate on that. I mean, because like you said, what happened in Connecticut, had this been mentioned, had the whole administrator being strapped thing being mentioned beforehand, and they turned it down, and then the thing happened in Connecticut, you would hear people say, "I told you so." You know, I mean, it's, I personally, I put it like this. Personally, I just wish we didn't live in a world where kids should be in fear of their life just for getting education.
Oh, well, I mean, I think it's outrageous that they have to have metal detectors in school, period. I mean, I really feel that's outrageous. I mean, I remember when I was in Chicago and I first heard of that you know they were putting metal detectors in schools. I was really thrown off. I'm like, why? I mean, I don't understand.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
That was 20 years ago. You know,
yeah.
Same with me. I mean, when I first had to walk through a metal detector, I'm like, what's this for? And then they started having security guards in the school. Then they started having police in the school. And I'm like, what the hell is all of this? I see why. You know what I'm saying?
Now, when I was in school, we didn't have metal detectors and security guards. We just had hall monitors. You know what I'm saying? That was about the most security we ever had.
I remember them. I hall monitors. But then it started getting more serious. Like I said, you went from the hall monitors to the security guards to the police officers. I mean, you ask my mama to this day, she'd be like, I ain't never seen no shit like that when I was in school. I mean, for real, she would tell you straight because they never had that. But unfortunately, the world that we live in today has made us become more safety conscious. It has nothing to do with wanting kids to be exposed to personnel who carry guns. It's just unfortunately a few knuckleheads that want to make a name for themselves because they feel like they're gonna become martyrs, like out at Columbine and then in Connecticut and some of these other high profile school shootings. I think they just want to make a name for themselves. You know, they think if they can just go out for whatever belief they have, then they can become a martyr.
Bold statement.
You know what I'm saying?
Very bold statement. I'm just not that much of a fan of guns in school by administrators.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I look at it as kind of not a very good thing. For one, you know, that could be an accidental shooting by the hand of the administrator, you know what I'm saying? And then by another, that could be a situation where someone wrestles the gun away from the administrator and the administrator's taken out and other students and all that. I mean, if anything, a stun gun maybe, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, where's that borderline that makes it justified for you to use it? I mean, of course, if a child, you know, pulls out a gun, yeah, you use it. But what if that child's getting confrontational, you know what I'm saying, and you panic and you freak and you stun gun this son of a gun, and, of course, he's obese, he's overweight, and he has a heart attack and he dies. You know, I mean, I don't mean to make it all drab and you know, sad and all that, but I think these are things that need to be taken into consideration of what's going on. And once again, I say, all of this starts from parenting. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no need for, you know, your child to be wild if you have good parenting skills. I mean, even some kind of parenting skills, man. I mean, I can't stand to see some of these parents that say that they're afraid of their children. I hate to hear when a parent says that they're afraid of their children. You are the parent.
Yeah.
The child is supposed to be afraid of you.
My mama put the fear of God in me.
That's
when
what
I was coming
saying.
Up.
That's
you know
what
I'm saying.
And now look at you. You're a civilized human being that's fit to go into civilization. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know.
I mean, I'm 37 right now, and it's like I wouldn't even have mail to tell you. Sound like I was going to raise my voice at my mom, what you do, Mel? What's he'll do? Yeah. She was like, who you talking to? I'm like, nobody. I was just saying.
Nobody, yeah.
You know
that nobody up there right quick. Nobody. Nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Check it out. Mississippi, check it out, man. I got 2 minutes left. I want to say thank you, and I want to say thank you to Mel for tuning in
And my man that called in, my artist, man, look here. Keep doing what y'all doing. And I need to jam. I need to play this cut. And we're going to sign on off. But I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I will be here next week. Same lovely time, same lovely channel. And I just want y'all to remember, if you're living in hell, keep up the fight. Heaven is right around the corner. This is Running by Donnie Williams. I will see y'all next week. Thank y'all. Love y'all. Peace. I'm on the air, baby. Get it.
Keep on running for the light. Keep on, y'all. Keep on running for the light. Keep on, y'all. Keep on, y'all. Keep on, y'all. Keep on running, y'all. Keep on.